Welcome back in, everybody. Glad to have the coach with us, Coach Atha, as we get ready for game 8 of the regular season and, of course, another region game. And, Coach, the first thing I want to do is go back and talk about last week. You guys picked up a 48-21 victory up at Chattooga in the Little Bighorn. And I know last week's interview we talked about 5 guys scoring in the Coosa game, and then you had 6 guys that scored in this particular game in terms of touchdowns. So just give us some thoughts on the game last week.
I was pleased we were able to distribute the ball, and we've got a lot of confidence in a number of guys, and that's very encouraging for us, especially when you get to this time of year. But I thought Chattooga came out and did an outstanding job. I thought they had a great plan on both sides of the ball, really, defensively. They showed a few things that we hadn't seen them do, and it took us a couple of series to adjust to it. And we were able to pick up some pressures they were bringing and then execute some things. And then, you know, fortunately, we got rolling after that. And then on the other side of the ball, they played a different quarterback. The young man that played quarterback had been injured, and he came back, and they did a really good job of getting the ball out fast and just taking some shots and converted some of them. And so, you know, we had to do some adjusting on the defensive side of the ball too. So credit to Chattooga for having a great plan, and then credit to our guys for adjusting and then settling in and really playing well in all 3 phases, really.
And that's interesting you mentioned 3 phases, because that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about this week in the interview. Because last week, of course, you had a lot of guys score. You had a couple interceptions. Jack Good, Eli Thompson had a kick return for a touchdown from Shirey. The kicking game was very solid as usual. And so talk to us a little bit about how y'all integrate special teams and things of that nature to make sure that you get enough time for all 3 phases of the game.
One of the things that I learned from Coach Sharp early on was, you know, you do not slight the kicking game. Like he always said, that'll get you beat quicker than anything else. And I've never forgotten that. And we've tried to continue to do that through the years. And a lot of credit goes to Coach Dean Ratledge. He's my special teams coordinator. And he takes it very seriously. He takes it personally. Has a scouting report ready to go. And we work on it every day. You know, we're going to work on at least 2 phases of special teams every single day. And then, again, you know, on Thursday we'll go through all of them. But I think – just recognizing the importance of it and emphasizing it and making sure your kids know how important it is.
Coach, I want to bring this up. Last week was a milestone victory in your career as head coach. Of course, all of your years as a head coach here at Darlington. Win number 175. And I know your focus, obviously, is on region and trying to be region champs and all those sorts of things. But did you have any time, maybe over the weekend or after the game, to kind of reflect on what it means to notch a milestone victory like that and all the people around you and what it means to you?
Well, I think one thing it means, I've been around a long time for sure. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, my daughter Anna Claire came up after the game, you know, and said, congrats, Dad, 175. And I was like, I honestly didn't realize that. You know, I knew the 150 2 or 3 years ago down there at North Cobb Christian, and we've won some games, so I mean – new in neighborhood or whatever, but didn't know it was exactly that. But I just think for me, it's just rewarding that we've been able to continue a winning tradition here. That was when I took over for Coach Sharp, that was something that was very, very important to me, that the program didn't take a step backwards. And, you know, I've been so blessed to have such great coaches through the years and consistency. And I've had really good players and some great players. And the buy-in and commitment from our guys has just been tremendous. And I did have, you know, a number of people make comments, positive comments on Facebook and so forth. So seeing the well wishes of people, I think, was probably the most rewarding part of it, honestly.
Well, here's another one. Congratulations to you, Coach. That's really special.
Well, I appreciate it. It's like I tell the kids, you know, that was that, and it's next game. We've got to be ready tonight because we've got a tremendous opponent in front of us.
And speaking of the opponent, this is one of those ones that, at least for the fans' sake, has been circled before the season even began, because it's Darlington, it's Pepperell, it's back on the schedule, it's a region game, it's important. And, of course, you guys are 7-0, 3-0 in region play. Pepperell's had a good season, 4-2. They haven't lost a region game yet. So big playoff implications here. This is just a really big game. It'll have a great atmosphere.
Yeah, you know, ever since I've been here, Pepperell Darlington's always been a big game. It was before I came 30 years ago, and our kids know their kids and have grown up playing with and against their kids. And so, you know, obviously there's enthusiasm from that standpoint. You know, from our end, they're a really good football team. They're well coached. They've got some great players. You know, it starts with their running back, DJ Rogers. I mean, he's just a tremendous back and has been since he was a young kid. And he's having a great year. They do a great job up front. They had to replace their quarterback, and the kid has stepped in and just done an outstanding job this year. You know, defensively, they're always very aggressive. You know they're going to hit you. And so, you know, there's no question we've got to rise to the occasion tonight.
One of the things about this weekend, I know you've already had your homecoming, but unless I'm badly mistaken, this weekend serves as an alumni weekend. So a big matchup on just a big weekend around campus.
Yeah, you know, alumni weekend's always been a big deal at Darlington. You know, when I was in high school, we actually played Darlington on a Saturday for alumni weekend. The alumni coming back, and they do come back, and there'll be a lot of them, and there'll be a lot of them at the game, and there'll be guys, and I like I tell our guys, you know, there's going to be former players that are going to be sitting up there talking about their years, and they're going to be comparing you to them, and we want to show them what the 2022 Darlington Tigers are all about. So, you know, hopefully we come out and play with enthusiasm and execute tonight.
And, Coach, I know one of the things we've talked about a lot throughout the season and just before it began is the fact that with reclassification, the new region, getting these local matchups back in there, how much that would be something fans would get excited about. And tonight really should be the epitome in terms of the atmosphere that's possible when you got these teams going head-to-head.
Oh, I think it's going to be electric. You know, the weather's great. They're having a great year over there. They always travel well. They'll bring a huge crowd, and our crowd's going to be great. We've had tremendous crowds this year, and, you know, I don't expect anything less. And I think, you know, anytime you get Darlington and Pepperell together in an atmosphere like this, it should be a great environment.
To wrap up, I haven't mentioned this yet, but this past week, this could be the case just about every week, but the big guys up front, the offensive line, they earned the, well, you normally call it the icing on the cake player of the game, but it's players of the game this week, and you got a big old box of cupcakes because the big boys, they got to eat.
Absolutely. Now, listen, you just don't know how much they like to eat, but they heard that and very excited about it. Take pride in it, and we're obviously going to need them to be at their best tonight on both sides of the line of scrimmage.
Well, Coach, as always great to catch up with you ahead of the games. Looking forward to this one. Just really enjoying the season, and best of luck to the Tigers tonight.
Thank you, Matt. It's always a pleasure.
All right, that's going to put a wrap on our conversation with Coach Atha. Glad you're with us tonight. It's going to be Darlington hosting Pepperell here tonight at Chris Hunter Stadium. We're at the lakeside. It's the place to be, and I wish you could be here with us, but we're going to try to bring you a good call tonight here on WLAQ and also the live video stream. Stick around, because Toe Meets Leather here shortly. We'll be back.